We don't care how you got here. You don't care how I got here. I don't care how you got here.
Stevenson breaking through the contact, and he takes it in.
Undrafted.
He just made the football team, guys.
And chiseled.
Free agent.
To the five, Diggs, touchdown!
First round.
I'm going to fight and die to protect them with everything I've got.
When you go out there in between the lines.
Made by Roland Sapp into the end zone. Touchdown, Patriots.
It doesn't care what car you drove in. Do your job.
This is WEEI Afternoons
with Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy Stevens,
and three-time Super Bowl champion Ted Johnson on WEEI.
WEEI Afternoons on the first regular season Patriots Friday of the year. Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy Stevens, and Fitzy. I don't know how you hear that little montage that the boys put together and not get a little bit juiced up, jacked up, ready. Doesn't matter what kind of car you drove in on. Just do your job. The hope and the excitement that I always tell you about. Now is the time, Fitzgerald, for hope and excitement. That could be crushed by Sunday afternoon. But right now, as a Patriots fan, as a Patriots player, and as a Patriots coach, you should have hope and excitement for the football season. It is upon us, Fitzy.
Oh, let me tell you, I woke up more excited than the pinnacle of the Tom Brady statue outside Gillette Stadium. I know it's probably going to last longer than 4 hours, and I will not be getting a prescription anytime soon, Andy. I am full-mast Foxborough Let's Go mode. It began last night with a wild kickoff to what I hope is a wild season that follows suit. You've got one of the most anticipated openers. I'm not just going to play the recency bias game and say, oh, this decade or in recent Patriots memory. This is flat out one of the most important and exciting openers in Pat's history, period. Full stop, end of sentence. There is so much to learn, so much at stake. And it is honestly, when you do the dirty deeds and your due diligence, this is a freaking great matchup to kick off this highly anticipated season.
But as it is a Patriots Friday, we'll begin our weekly rotation of New England coordinators. Today, we'll talk to Jeremy Springer, special teams coordinator, about
that's my guy.
5 minutes from now about the kicking game. There were some interesting aspects of the kicking game on display last night in that debut with the Eagles and the Cowboys. We've seen some explosive plays from the kicking game from the Patriots this preseason. So we'll talk to him about 5 minutes from now, a little more than that. But Fitzy, what are you most excited about? Like, we're obviously excited because the football season is back. But if I asked you to dig a little deeper, how would you describe the reasoning behind your excitement for Patriots season to be here?
Because I'm looking forward to watching something that's watchable again. I'm looking forward to being proud of the football team that stands to represent our region that has six banners in the end zone opposite the world's largest single flat screen television. I'm looking forward to being entertained once again, because I really haven't been, except when I take pity or folly in their nonsense and their defeat and them throwing up on themselves over the last couple of years. I'm looking forward to watching the Patriots again. Somebody took my football team from us years ago, and I would like them back, and I would like them to look, well, they can look like themselves. They can be unique. They can be authentic, but I want them to be something that I and the family and my friends and the region and all of Pat's Nation can be proud again. It's on both sides of the ball, Andy. It's on, but it's not just any one thing. Like, oh, I want to see Drake, or like, oh, I can't wait for Gonzo to get five picks in a game. Now I just borrowed your Andy Hart condescending voice. No, I'm looking forward to seeing Patriots football and whatever Mike Vrabel and Josh McDaniels have in store for us.
Yeah, there's a youthful excitement to this football team that is new to this season. I think Mike Vrabel brings that. Whatever his birth certificate says, when your head coach is out there hitting people and getting hit by people pre-draft and right on through practices, that adds an energy. Drake May is your franchise quarterback. He's the starting quarterback. That's something we didn't have a year ago when we were in that weird Jacoby Brissett mode. The young playmakers on both sides of the ball were excited about Milton Williams, who's still a young, athletic, energetic guy. Travion Henderson, Will Campbell. There is a youthful energy to this football team that I enjoy. And again, I don't know where it's going to go. One blow to that youthful energy, we'll get the news out of the way right off the bat, is Christian Gonzalez is officially out. We all expected that. We believed that would be the case. Officially, Will Campbell is questionable, but if you listen to the Jones and Keefe show, Mike Onwenu said, don't worry about it. So if he's not going to worry about it, I'm not going to worry about it, and I'm going to assume that Will Campbell will be starting at left tackle. So take that off your plate, but also take Christian Gonzalez off your depth chart for this game. Scratch him off the list. You won't have one of the best players on the team out there, but the reality is, There's a vibe to this team. It's not Red Sox vibes. I'm not going down the road of Red Sox vibes where we started the year, but there's a better vibe with this football team than we've seen in a couple of years, in my opinion, and you hope that that is sort of the spark toward whatever this season is going to be.
Yeah, when the Patriots score a touchdown, are they going to take a Pat the Patriot helmet and put it on and then run down and get high fives from everyone on the bench, kind of like the Red Sox do with the Wally helmet?
What about a turnover chain? Those are all the rage in college still.
Oh, yeah. I wouldn't. Laundry cart ride along the sideline?
Something. Yeah.
I wouldn't be surprised if these guys do, because they are going to go into the season one of the youngest teams in the NFL.
Yep.
And Vrabel, that's sort of A, I think, to their benefit, and B, a necessary part of what Vrabel is going through now, as he has stripped away the entitlement, the bloat, the rot, and everything else that doesn't belong. And now this is the rebuild. Put it this way. If the Patriots are able to be a quality product and show you that they are pointed in the right direction during this year, which is, I don't know, what, the fourth different rebuild in 5 years post-Tom Brady, then that's a win for all of Pat's Nation. I know that's tough to embrace because we want playoffs. But you know what? If you're a quality team on the way to something good over the next couple of years, I would take that all the way to the bank.
So now, as we await Jeremy Springer to join us on the phone lines, I'm going to ask you that awkward question that you don't want him to hear the answer to if he joins the show mid-answer for Nick Fitzy Stevens. But the excitement, the change, the energy is a reason for optimism, the youth. What is your biggest concern as we head into this opener? Is it as simple as, I don't know, be nice to have Christian Gonzalez out there, or is it something different than that?
The biggest concern I have for the Pats isn't on defense, it's on offense, and it's continuity, communication, rhythm. Is Drake able to get going? Does Drake take the profit? Do the new receivers gel? Does this running back room, the Cerberus, if you will, the three-headed monster of Gibson and Mondre and Henderson, do they vibe together? Yeah, and it begins? God, it's so freaking boring, but it's so damn relevant. Can the offensive line hold up and do their job first and foremost? Because without them, Hart, then none of the rest of anything we have talked about from 203 to 214 means squat.
You landed where I am. It's the offensive line. If this offensive line is good, this team is going to be good. If this offensive line struggles, this team is going to struggle. I think everything they do offensively, and then by extension, everything they do as a team, boils down to just how much this offensive line is improved, is competitive, and maybe evolves as the season goes along. That's the other thing, too. If you start four new guys and you have two of those being rookies, there should be an improvement and an evolution from week one to week five to week 10, assuming that these guys stay healthy as they gain experience. So it all starts and ends with the offensive line for me. But joining us on the phone lines now, and Stiz, you're going to have to pot him up, Jeremy Springer, the special teams coordinator for your New England Patriots. Jeremy, how are we doing today?
I'm doing great. How about yourself?
I know you're a high energy. We're doing great, thank you. But I know you're a high energy guy. Are you an even higher energy guy this week, and even, you know, the Friday before the opener? There has to be a little extra juice and just energy heading into, or even anxiety heading into that first game of the year.
Yeah, I think you're exactly right. We're always high energy, and I'm very excited for the first game of the year. It's always like, it's like throwing that first punch, and you just got to get out the way. And there's what comes with that too, some anxiety as well. But it's all in good faith, just because you've been preparing for so long, and you just want things to go so well for the guys and have success for the community and everybody. So, yeah, I can answer that with wholeheartedly. A lot of energy, some anxiety, but all in good fashion.
Man, we're parents. We work long hours. We need energy drinks to get through our day. Jeremy, doesn't sound like you would even possibly need any sort of energy drink or caffeine. You are just a spark plug out there. And I think your unit... it's great. Good vibes, high energy, and I think your unit feeds off of it as well. And as we get into this first game, one of the challenges that you have, one of the tasks at hand, is working with a rookie kicker. Are you happy with where Borregales is right now, and are you guys fully confident that, let's say, going into week one against the Raiders, expected to be a very tight game, your guy can get it done anywhere you ask him to?
Of course, you know, excited as heck to see Borgalis go out there. All our guys, even Ashby, our rookie long snapper, and it's a challenge, right? New guys and new opportunities and new environments, and you want to see how they're going to react in these environments. And this is the first true test, so I'm excited. We're all back behind him. We got his full support, and hey, man, we gave him the reins to take it over. He's going to get on the field. I'm not going to be on the field for him, but I got full confidence that he's taking care of his body the right way and he's going to be ready to go on Sunday.
While we're on the topic of kickers, something popped up on the broadcast last night of the opener with the Eagles and the Cowboys. Apparently, and I wasn't really aware of this till they talked about it, there's been a rule change with the kicking balls. You guys are able to bring your own balls to the game that are prepared the way you like them. So question here. Will that really potentially benefit field goal kickers? Do you think we could have better accuracy or even longer field goals attempted? And what do kickers do to prepare the balls so that they're ready to go?
Yeah, I do think it's going to help the guys. This is a rule passed by a few of the teams, and it got passed. I'm glad it did. And it allows these guys to hit with those balls consistently. And there's a lot of different things. You know, kickers, man, are specialists. They're all around the league. They're all good guys, but you know, it's just like anything, like a track runner, like that. They're a little over anal about certain things, and having the ball, I think it just gives them that little extra confidence of, hey, I'm hitting the same ball. I know how it feels. I know what kind of pressure it has on it. I know, you know, the scenes are. I just know everything about this ball. It's not a new one that they prepared. The NFL gave it to us. We handled it the right way. And I would say this throughout the week, those guys they're just consistently using the ball and making sure that it's the right feel and the right one they want on the field for the guys. And it's going to help, I think. I really do think around the league it's going to help all the guys. I thought last night you saw Jake Elliott for the Eagles, man. He was on fire. And I think it could be a reflection of having those footballs with them 24/7.
Yeah, as you know, obviously air pressure in footballs is a pretty touchy subject around New England. So it's good to hear that you got it on
lock. All legally, man. All legal over here.
all legal. No, although we haven't had a good gate or a scandal in a while, Jeremy. Not saying that we need one this season, but there's obviously a lot of work to do.
We just need to win games. That's it.
It's all we got to do. Show some energy, effort, and maybe a couple of dubs along the way. On the subject of the return game, how many? I know. Obviously, it couldn't have gotten off to a better start with Travion in the first preseason game with the 100-yard return to the house. How many? How much might we see him back there? What kind of combos might we see? And I've also heard that some teams might deploy up to 3 returners on kickoffs now because of the new landing zone rules.
Yeah, I mean the thing with this new dynamic kickoff is getting to year 2 is you're seeing that, you know, most of the guys back there are bigger bodies. They're running backs, right? Because and when you look at the play, it's like a 9-on-7 inside zone type of scheme. And so you need guys that can break tackles and break arm tackles. So, yeah, I think you're going to see different combinations throughout the year, whether it's us and other teams. And you really want to use your backfield. You know, I don't think you want to have a Marcus Jones back there who is a damn good punt returner, but you don't need him taking a bunch of hits from linebackers when he's not used to doing that. You know, he's a nickel on defense, and he's a good punt returner. That's what he does for us. So I think you've seen the running backs in the back end. I think you see that around the league. And we just got to be prepared to see more bigger bodies back there. And then we got to be prepared to have a good rotation of guys that can do it for us back there that we feel confident that can break tackles and get forward.
Patriots special teams coordinator Jeremy Springer here with us on WEEI Afternoons on a Patriots Friday. Jeremy, your job is unique. I feel like, looking at it from afar, I don't know if you would agree, is you don't really know the cast of characters you're going to have sort of until that final cutdown. Obviously, you're working with a ton of guys, 90-plus guys during the preseason, and, you know, sort of guys are put on the roster for offense, defense, and then they're available for you on opening day in the kicking game. Does that create another level of sort of unknown for you? You're starting to figure out which guys are on your roster, your depth chart, and how you're going to deploy them?
I think, you know, I bet it's like that for some teams. I think with the way Coach Vrabel has done a great job with us as a staff is he's always in communication. We're constantly talking about the team, the roster, and even through the preseason and OTAs. We're always in communication, so I have an idea what the defense and offense are liking, who they like, and so I can prepare my depth charts that way, and I can prepare for down the road on who we're probably going to have on the roster or not. So I would say some teams probably have that issue. I would say with the way Vrabel runs the ship here and the way he communicates, it makes my job a lot easier.
So, Jeremy, obviously Brendan Schooler takes over after Matthew Slater leaves a couple of years ago, becomes a team captain. Obviously, he's a team leader and a stud on special teams as well. How important is it to have that one guy that you can always depend on, not only just making plays, being in the right place the right time, and, you know, and teaching the other guys how it gets done and kind of being like a spiritual leader on the team.
I think that's, you said, you kind of nailed it, is when you have a guy like that, that kind of paves the way and shows how to do it day in and day out consistently, you allow the younger guys on the team that are going to be playing for you on special teams to see how it's done. So, like, I'm a coach. Yes, I can scream and yell, and I can show examples on the screen. But at the end of the day, the players are the ones that kind of run the team. The players are the ones that give the examples. The experience on the field is what allows players to kind of come together and play harder. And so it's nothing better than having a guy like him show the way every day consistently, because now those guys are like, all right, I'm seeing how it's done. That guy's an all-pro. He's getting paid what he's getting paid to play special teams. I can make a name for myself doing the same thing. And that's what you need as a coach. That's all you ask for. The players can help lead. They can help get the team together. You just help facilitate it, and you keep the culture strong, and you keep bringing the same message that the head coach and the rest of the staff's doing.
Jeremy, I want to rewind a little bit to last winter. Obviously, there was a change in regimes, head coaching change. You were here last year, and you're here this year. What was that process like? I assume you interviewed for the job with Coach Vrabel. Were you surprised you got it? Were you worried that you weren't going to be here? How did that all unfold in the winter?
I would just say this, you know, in this profession, I'm always grateful to have a job. And I think you can't take this job for granted, because one season you can be here, the next season you can't. And I was grateful to get an opportunity to be retained by Coach Vrabel. And I don't take that lightly. Again, I'm taking advantage of this year and this year only. And I understand that this year is the only year guaranteed for me. And I'm just grateful to be here right now and to get the opportunity. I'm hoping that I can do everything I can to stay here, continue to build a culture and build a team. Win games, you know, host NFC championships here, win Super Bowls with Coach Vrabel, and I'm going to take full opportunity. And again, I'm just grateful to be here.
And lastly, obviously there are the marquee names we know: Travion Henderson, Marcus Jones, Bryce Behringer, Brandon yep. Schooler. But are there any guys that have sort of come on out of nowhere this year? Are there any new guys that we should kind of have our eyes out for in terms of the return game, gunners, tackles, or possible special team superstars?
You know, I think we got a pretty a sound group of guys that I'm excited about. You know, Jack Gibbons comes to mind because he's done a great job throughout camp, and that was a great sign for us. I think Marte Mapu, who's done a phenomenal job coming in, doing his thing. Del Pettis, a guy we had last year as a free agent, who's back with us on the roster, who's made his way and just continues to fight. You know, and we'll see how this thing gathers on into the season, right? Because there's going to be guys that are going to show out. There's going to be guys that get injured, new guys pop in, and they continue to progress. And I'm just excited. But those, some of the new additions we got this year, you know, Craig Woodson as well, I know he's starting at safety, but those things like that, I'm just excited to see these guys develop throughout the year, see which guys end up being core guys for me ultimately, and then which guys actually graduate to offense and defense, and they do their thing on that side.
Jeremy, before we let you go, I got to ask you. So we see the energy when it's targeted at football season, special teams, all of that. When you're away from football, when you get those few chances that NFL coaches do over the course of the calendar year, where does the Jeremy Springer energy go then?
Man, I tell you what, couple things. I love to travel, so my energy takes me to wherever, you know, the plane takes me to, whether it's Europe or it's, you know, on the West Coast or something like that. And, you know, if it's in town, I like to get around the community. I like to do community classes. So when I say that, I'm like, you know, Barry's boot camp, a boxing class, a yoga class. Oh. I like to take my energy in those kinds of things and be around the community and just kind of like meet new people and just kind of do that. Instead of partying all day, you know, I like to go to a yoga class or I like to go to a boxing class, something like that. So that's kind of where, as I get older, that's where my energy takes me.
Awesome. I love it. Appreciate you talking to us. We're looking forward to talking to you every few weeks as the season unfolds, and good luck on Sunday.
Thank you very much. You guys enjoyed, and have a great season. All right.
Thanks,
awesome.
Jeremy.
Thank you, Jeremy.
Patriots special teams coordinator Jeremy Springer here on WEEI Afternoons. Up next, we'll discuss where the Patriots are going on Sunday, what our feelings are heading into the biggest game of the year. But first, we have Dan Ball with What's Trending.